McCarthy still confident. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Despite failing on three rounds of voting Tuesday to be picked as Speaker of the House.
Are you going to stay in the race, Leader McCarthy?
I'm not going anywhere.
But as Fox's Jill Nato reports,
some fellow Republicans complain McCarthy shouldn't be too confident, like Congressman Matt Gaetz.
If you want to drain the swamp, you cannot put the biggest alligator in charge of the exercise.
Gaetz is now complaining McCarthy's already moved into the speaker's offices on Capitol Hill. Gaetz sent a letter on congressional stationery to the architect of the Capitol saying after three failed votes, no member can lay claim to this office.
Technically, all of the House members are still representatives-elect. They can't take the oath of office until there is a speaker to swear them in. A fourth ballot will be held early Wednesday afternoon. A Democrat-controlled state has begun busing undocumented immigrants elsewhere.
The state of Colorado, led by a Democrat governor, is now sending busloads of migrants to New York City, essentially copying what Republican governors have been doing. At least 3,500 migrants have arrived in Denver from the southern border since early December, with more than 200 arriving overnight on New Year's Day and over 1,000 living in city-run emergency shelters. As a result, Denver's mayor had to declare a state of emergency last month, and Colorado has earmarked $5 million to assist migrants with bus tickets.
Fox's Bill Malusian. Brian Koberger has told a Pennsylvania judge he will return voluntarily to Idaho, where he faces trial for the murder of four university students. May be a while before we know more about the case. The arrest warrant has been sealed, and a judge in Idaho has ordered all parties in the case not to talk about it. No winner in Tuesday's Mega Millions jackpot, worth more than $750 million, that raises Friday's estimated jackpot to at least $940 million. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Women seeking abortion pills will now be able to get them by mail in most states.
The FDA Tuesday finalizing a rule change that no longer requires women to pick up drugs like mifepristone and misoprostol in person. This change to the dispensing rule for abortion pills, updating labels to allow women to get a prescription via telehealth consultation and then receive them through the mail. FDA labeling had limited dispensing these pills to doctors' offices and clinics due to safety concerns, but in-person requirements had been temporarily suspended because of the COVID-19 pandemic. However, a legal battle could loom in states that have passed laws limiting abortion broadly and the pills specifically. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Actor Jeremy Renner is still critical but stable after a snow plowing accident Sunday at his home in Reno, Nevada. We now know that Renner was run over by his own snowplow after getting out of it to speak to a family member.
This investigation is ongoing. However, we do not suspect any foul play. I want to repeat that. We do not suspect any foul play. We believe this was a tragic accident.
Washoe County Sheriff Darren Balaam. Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin still critical. His heart stopped in Monday night's game against the Bengals. Bills fans gathered outside Buffalo's Highmark Stadium Tuesday for a vigil. Hamlin's family saying they are grateful for the support. Oregon's restrictive new gun law remains in limbo.
An Oregon judge has declined to lift his order, temporarily freezing part of a new voter-approved gun safety law known as Measure 114. It requires a completed criminal background check before a gun can be sold or transferred in the state. The Harney County judge previously dealt a blow to gun control advocates when he put all other elements of the tough new law on hold. In his opinion issued Tuesday, the judge says he's not made a final determination on the constitutionality of any of Measure 114's provisions. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.